The Parliament of Animals, written by Paul M. Levitt and Douglas A. Berger, narrated by Neil Howe. When the black wolf pup dug herself out of the snow where her mother had hidden her, she found that her parents had disappeared, as well as her three brothers and sisters. They had all been hunted and shot. The local ranchers said that they threatened the well-being of their cattle and spread disease. Having no family, the pup gave herself a name, Blackie, and decided to invent a family so that she could say, like other animals, that she had a mother and a father, also brothers and sisters. But first, she had to feed herself. Fortunately, she found a small farm that disposed of chicken bones and lamb shanks and pig parts in a pit behind the barn. Here, she could pick her way through the choice pieces, but not pork, which she disliked, selecting only those morsels that she savored. Soon, she stopped eating the scraps and hunted for herself, capturing small game like squirrels. One sunny morning, as she made her way along a forest path, a barnyard owl tucked away high in the tree hooted at her to be careful. "Do not follow this forest path. There is close by a vicious hawk." The owl, who identified himself as Powell the Owl, asked Blackie her name and where she wished to go and why. "Have you a plan or a family clan?" Blackie explained that the hunters had taken her parents from her and that she was now looking for a family. "Can you help me?" she asked the owl. "I would be most appreciative." The owl replied enigmatically, "In the piney woods there stands a barn. In this place I knit with yarn." The owl explained that the following day dozens of animals would gather at the barn for a meeting, which they called the Parliament of Animals. Perhaps here she could find what she was looking for, a family. "Why are they having this meeting?" asked Blackie. "It must be important if so many creatures will be present." Powell the Owl said that every year the forest dwellers met to discuss their problems and ways to solve them peacefully. "Follow me," said Powell. Blackie asked, "Do you give prizes to those who come up with the best ideas?" "I knit them crimson red sweaters, which include their name in letters." "The long one you're wearing is quite beautiful." "Thank you, Blackie, but those are my feathers. Now, it's time to be off. Cover your mouth and don't cough. We don't wish to disturb the mice, who were actually very nice." Blackie promised to be as silent as a shadow and asked Powell not to fly too quickly lest she lose sight of the owl. Mr. and Mrs. Hamburger, who come from Germany and who own the barn, give the Parliament of Animals free food, which puts them all in a very good mood. "I'll show you the way. Just follow me, and we'll arrive by the end of the day." When they reached the barn, Blackie could hardly believe her eyes. From the outside, it looked like a deserted building, but on the inside, she saw paneled walls, oak beams, and a straw-filled hayloft, perches for the birds, bales of hay for large animals to sit on, and a floor covered with freshly cut river reeds. Powell reminded all the animals that those who came to the Parliament agreed to put aside their grudges and behave kindly toward one another. Then Powell the Owl whispered to Blackie, "Although some beasts will shout, most will just pout, and you may be sure that the one lurking in the dark is our old friend Mark the Shark." Powell the Owl then proceeded to introduce Blackie to the animals in attendance at the Parliament. He explained that only creatures of the forest were present. No jungle or desert or polar animals. Along the wall on the left, you'll see Socks the Fox, who likes to wear red stockings, Claire the Bear, who is a mountain of fur, Ryan the Mountain Lion, named after his father, Fogg the Frog, who doesn't always see things very clearly, Kruger the Cougar, who came to us from Germany, Stunk the Skunk, who often smells awful, Figer the Tiger, who was born in India, and Neil the Seal. Turning to the other side of the room, Powell introduced the forest birds and lake dwellers. To my right, said Powell, you will see Wendy the Warbler, who was very proud of her voice. Manager the Tanager, who flutters her yellow wings and lectures everyone else on how to behave. Talk the Hawk, who chatters on and on. Ray the Jay, who once belonged to a baseball player of that name. Mr. Siegel the Eagle, who thinks he's a lawyer. And Nat the Bat, who makes his home in a cave. Eager the Beaver, who gets involved in everyone's business, and Mrs. Plotter the Otter, who's always scheming about something. Once Powell had introduced all the animals, she called the meeting to order. Then she summoned Blackie to stand in front of the Parliament. I want you to hear, without any fear, Blackie's story of woe about hunters, our mutual foe. Blackie, shivering with nervousness, walked to the middle of the room where Powell the Owl told her to stand. Looking around and seeing glowing eyes peering at her, she told the Parliament of Animals what she could remember before the men with the long guns arrived. She related how she and her parents and brothers and sisters had been playing in the fluffy snow when three hunters saw them. Blackie's mother immediately hid her under the snow, but even in her hiding place, she could hear shots and a truck driving away. After waiting for at least an hour, she finally dug herself out of the snow to look for her family. But all she could see were tracks in the snow and several red spots. Powell the Owl held up a wing and called for silence. To live as an orphan is like living in a coffin. We are therefore here today to help Blackie invent a family. We must decide on the animals, the qualities, and the willingness to adopt a poor she-wolf. Now, let's keep the discussion on track. No long speeches and no boasting. Who wishes to speak first?